Hey, we got Chris on the line from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Thanks for your time today, Chris.
No problem, as always.
Hoping we can get some encouraging reports from you, although the reports I've heard during this cold snap have not been good, obviously. I wouldn't expect you to have good reports at the moment, but the forecast is looking good.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens here. But like you said, generally the last week here has been kind of slow since the weather changed there, you know, Sunday, Monday. But, yeah, it's just kind of going to get picking up again here, it sounds like, keeping our fingers crossed.
The biggest change in the weather is not just pressure, not just temperature, but south winds in general on Little Bay to Knock and near Ford River, that tends to turn fish on a little bit more because it stains up the water. They like to come a little more shallow. We've talked about this many, many times. Somebody's coming there for the first time, and they're going to try and take advantage of these south winds. Where would you send them, and what tactics?
Generally, if it's really strong south or southeast winds, you know, for at least a day or two, like I said, that area out off of the Ford River can be good, really from the Ford River along the whole shoreline, going all the way down to even the Cedar River. But you got to have the water, has to be stirred up and dirty. Like I said, it almost has to look like coffee with creamer in it. Because you're generally fishing less than 15 feet of water, and normally the water's crystal clear. If you can see bottom, you are not going to catch walleyes, generally, during the day. But if it looks like coffee with creamer, trolling with crawler harnesses or crankbaits generally can be pretty good. We had good reports last weekend, Saturday especially. It sounded like the walleye bite was really good off of Ford River after it was a couple of days of good south wind. But since it switched back to the north, it shut right down there. If we get the good south wind keeps up too, usually out in front of the beach in Gladstone can be a pretty safe bet. And then the far north end of the bay, like around second, third reef, center reef area, all the structure generally runs north-south in the bay here, so that's perfect wind for drifting.
There you go. Any colors that you noticed last weekend that were hot?
I've had several guys mention purple. You know, purple, again, is always a pretty good color out here. And then orange. Those have probably been the two predominant colors that we've been hearing.
We got plenty more to talk about, including good walleye fishing through this bad stretch in the Escanaba River. Plus, a youth tournament coming up this weekend where kids could win a boat. Yes, you heard me correctly. So stay tuned for that and more reports on perch, bluegill, and other things right here when we return in our next outdoor report with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.